And I'm pleased to welcome my guest this afternoon, Emma Teasdale from Litter-Free Dorset. Good afternoon, Emma.
Hi, Andy.
And you're going to start recycling electrical items, aren't you? That sounds very good. Can you tell us a bit about it,
please? I absolutely can, yeah. So our new electrical reuse project aims to close the loop on electrical waste by providing free home collections of unwanted small electricals from households, and also community events where people can donate their unwanted small electricals and take any that they'd like to take home.
This is such a good idea. It makes you, in a way, it's something we've been waiting, something we've been waiting for years, isn't it? You know, it's a shame we've all been chucking all that electrical stuff in the bin.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, data shows us that there are at least 30 items per home that aren't being used that are just unwanted electricals, and that could be ranged from, electrical toothbrushes to old Walkmans, phones, laptops, the whole range of items. And that adds up to a shocking 880 million items across the whole of the UK, which are just languishing in drawers. We've all got those cable drawers full of old bits. And I think part of the reason is people don't want to throw them away, that, you know, they feel guilty about throwing them away or taking them to the tip. And so we're trying to make it as easy and convenient as possible for people to find an effective route to reuse or recycling for those items.
Yeah, I'm one of those people who feel guilty about throwing things like that in the bin. What will happen to them once you've collected these things?
So a major part of the project is our partnership with repair cafes across Dorset. So in my free time, I run Dorchester Repair Cafe, which is one of my kind of passion projects, with my colleagues Katie and Charlotte. And we're really keen to promote the culture of repair. And we have really seen a kind of change in the 5 years that we've been doing it, that more people are really keen to get their stuff repaired and want to keep the items that they already have, not only to save money, of course, but also to prevent the terrible waste and pollution caused by electrical waste. So we've partnered with repair cafes across Dorset, and we're using their amazing volunteers to help us to repair any items that need repair, but also to pat test them to give people that peace of mind that if we're going to be giving an out a second-hand item, that it is safe for use.
Yeah. We should just explain to listeners, if they're not sure, pat test is electrical safety test,
yes,
really, isn't it?
Yeah. Portable appliance testing.
That's the one.
So it essentially is a kind of a test for the general safety of the item, test the fuse, that it has all the correct wiring, yeah, and so on. And I actually did my pat test certificate with our volunteers a few weeks ago. I was amazed to pass myself. Electricals have never been my strong suit. Wow. But yeah, that's a major part of the project, is that all the electrical items that we take in from people's donations will be checked over, will be repaired if we can repair them, and they will all be pat tested. Mm. Of course, you know, we hope to get a lot of items that don't need repair, that are just available for reuse straight away, that people just simply don't want anymore. So they will be pat tested as well and made available to give back to people.
And what about anything which can't be repaired or reused? What's going to happen? Can you use the contents for different things? And
So we can't use them personally, but we are working with our waste partner, WNS, who run all of the household waste and recycling centres in Dorset on behalf of Dorset Council, and they're going to be helping us to recycle those items. So we have a workshop space down at Ice and Way, which is where our pat tester volunteers are working and repairing items. They've already repaired and pat tested a lot. I think in our first week we collected 160 kilograms of items, and about half of that has been repaired and pat tested and is now ready to go back out to people who want it.
Excellent, because me definitely, from a time when people did used to get things fixed, and then somewhere along the line we stopped doing that and started buying new things. What happened there, do you think?
I think it's a combination of factors. I think partly the fact that things have just gradually got cheaper and cheaper, so it's now most of the time more economical to replace an item rather than repair it. Also the difficulty of finding someone to repair those items, whether often it's things that you know, you need someone out to come out to your home to repair repair for you. A lack of confidence in people to repair items themselves. But also, we've been put into this position by manufacturers who, over the years, have made a lot of these small electricals in sealed units, which are not only very difficult or even impossible to open and repair, but potentially also dangerous, and you'd probably damage the item just trying to get it open.
Or yourself.
Well, yeah, quite.
Yeah, who would think? They don't want you repairing them. They just want to go and buy a new one.
Absolutely, yeah. It's that's the kind of culture that we've got ourselves into, is that we constantly replace things because it's easier and cheaper. So with this project, we hope to make it easier and cheaper to get stuff repaired and reuse stuff that is already out in circulation. Mm.
And what sort of things do you get turning up at the repair cafes?
So we have a whole range of things. So we have a lot of clocks. We have kind of really special items like dolls with, you know, the elastic bands on the inside that are, like, people have brought to us that have been passed down through generations. But then the most common items are those small electricals, from turntables and music items to clock radios. We get a huge number of those, huge number of vacuum cleaners, and we have a really high success rate with those, actually. You know, they are quite expensive items to buy, and so people do want to extend the life of them. And when you buy a decent item, you want it to last for as long as possible. So, you know, we really love being able to send people away having, you know, breathe new life into their items.
Mm. Have you had anything very unusual turn up yet?
I mean, yeah, we've had, yeah, a couple of quite strange looking dolls, I would say. Yeah.
Scary.
And yeah, I mean, people have brought in very you know, really beaten up clothing that our amazing sewing volunteers dutifully sew up or put new patches on, or you know, new zips. I'm convinced there's a few visitors who are just gradually working through their whole wardrobe, bringing us a few items each month, but we're happy to do it.
Yeah, and then selling it.
Well, you know, we're all about promoting repair and reuse, and if that happens, then, you know, so be it.
Absolutely, yes, definitely. And we were saying just a minute ago that it's very satisfying as well. Some people maybe can learn how to fix things. It's very satisfying when you do fix something, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think, you know, one of the things that we love most about the Repair Cafe is that sense of community and sharing skills. And certainly our repairers love that element of being able to sit down with someone and talk something through. And we hope that people go away not only with their item having been repaired, but also with a little bit of more confidence that they could maybe attempt it themselves next time. And whilst, you know, we're not necessarily doing that with this project, it's just going to be our volunteers doing the repairing, it's still creating that culture of repair and reuse and putting things back into circulation, and just giving people the confidence that things, you know, they can extend the life of their items, but also that they can go to a repair cafe in multiple places across Dorset and get stuff repaired just for a donation.
It's a great idea, and it makes you think all that stuff which could have been repaired, which is now in landfill, is terrible, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I mean, Dorset, you know, generally is amazing in terms of its recycling rates. We, you know, it's one of the top councils in the country. But electrical waste is really difficult to deal with, and it can be dangerous if there are lithium batteries inside items like laptops and so on. They've caused, you know, fires in bin lorries and at recycling centres. So it is really tricky to dispose of that stuff safely, but also to kind of get out the items that can be reused, such as, you know, the cables and other parts. So yeah, we're about making that as easy as possible for people.
And just to remind us, whereabouts is it starting? Weymouth to begin with?
Yeah, so the first town is Weymouth. We're going to start with free home collections in Weymouth, which start on the Monday the 9th of June, so a couple of weeks away. You can go to our website, litterfreedorset.co.uk /recycle-your-electricals to book your free home collection. There are also going to be posters and flyers up all over the place. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram, where there are posts about the project. So home collections in Weymouth in the week starting the 9th of June. And then following that, we'll have one of our electrical give or take events on Saturday the 28th of June at the Willowbed Hall in Chickerell from 10 a.m, where people can either donate their unwanted small electricals, or they can equally take away items that have been repaired and pat tested.
And do you have any idea when it might arrive in Dorchester?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be in Dorchester later in the year. We're starting in Weymouth. We're then covering Blandford, Sherborne and Wimborne. So we will be back in Dorchester later in the year. So please watch this space and look out for updates from us, because we will be here as soon as possible.
It's a great idea, and thanks for coming in today, telling us all about it.
My pleasure.
Thank you.